Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. We have a giant show. My first guest is from the Oak Ridge Boys. He's the bass singer. Richard Sturban's going to be talking about their new spring and summer tour. Later on from Earth, Wind, and Fire, it's going to be Philip Bailey talking about his new book called Shining Star. Well, got ideas for food for the Easter holiday? Parker Wallace does. We'll be chatting to her. Academy nominee Elliot Gould will be on the program. Chef Jeffrey Sakarian will be here. He's got a new show called The Big Restaurant Bet. The son of Yogi Berra, Dale Berra. Baseball season starting this month, so we thought we'd give Dale a call. And Elizabeth Warner talking about toys for Easter baskets. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. I'll be right back with one of the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash-out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising, and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash-out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
March is National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, the most common movement disorder. It's characterized by involuntary progressive tremor, especially in the hands. It affects an estimated 7 million Americans. This is why it's important to raise awareness and make ET the talk of the town this month and beyond. Essential tremor can disrupt a person's daily activities, including eating, dressing, and speaking. ET can worsen over time. The unpredictability of ET can also lead to stress, anxiety, and sometimes depression. An estimated 70% of the people with ET are undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or untreated. If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, it can be helpful to speak with your doctor. Continued medical research is needed to develop new effective therapies for ET. One company investigating potential treatments is Praxis Precision Medicines. They're currently conducting clinical trials which evaluate the safety and efficacy of new potential medical treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be an option for you. To learn more about ET, visit EssentialTremor.com.
And we are back, live all across the USA and around the world. And we are with a friend of mine for many, many years. I got to tell you something. This gentleman, along with his three partners, are not only very talented, not only excellent musicians and singers, but equally nice people. I love these guys. They're really great. From the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. Hey, Richard, how are you? How you doing, my friend?
I am doing just fine today. And it's certainly a pleasure for me to be able to talk with you again. And with all your fine listeners out there, and as you said, around the world, yeah.
Yeah, we go around the world, and you know what that's like, because you've sold records around the world.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
So we have something in common, except I think your accomplishment is a little bit better than my accomplishment. Hey, Richard, you are on an unbelievable schedule for the next 5 months, starting this month, and I got to tell you something. The dates are phenomenal, plus three appearances during that time at the Grand Ole Opry, and then going to be near us Sunday for two shows at the Orange Blossom Opry, which I will be at, rooting and hollering and singing along with you guys.
Well, thank you, Ron. You know, the thing is, you know, during the pandemic, you know, what we loved doing was taken away from us, you know, and it was a difficult thing to weather, you know, and it was not just the Oak Ridge Boys, but it was the whole music business. And now that we're back doing it again, It feels so good. You know, people are coming out. I think people want to get out, and people want to hear live music again. You know, so we're looking forward to coming your way. We love playing in that little place there. You know, there's not a bad seat in the house, and I can speak for all the Oak Ridge boys, and I can tell you we plan to make it a great day and evening, and we plan to have a fantastic time. We really do.
Well, you always have a fantastic time. You know, you are one of the very few groups in the world that when you go on stage, the songs that you sing sound like the songs that we heard on the CDs, and it's enthusiastic, and I just can't say enough. I really can't. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen these gentlemen in action, you've got to go. It's a show that you will never forget. Now, Richard, I'm very excited about this. October, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Sturban is celebrating his 50th year with the Oak Ridge Boys. Boy, I tell you something, that is an accomplishment that I know you're proud of, and I'm proud for you, my friend.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, very few acts can say they've been together for 50 years, you know, but we've been very fortunate. We've been very blessed to be able to experience longevity in this business. In fact, William Lee Golden, he's the guy in our group with the long beard, he actually joined the group in 1965. Dwayne Allen came 1 year later. Our lead singer, he came 1 year later in 66. I was actually singing with Elvis, and I left Elvis to join the Oak Ridge Boys in 1972, which makes it 50 years ago, and Joe Bonzo came 1 year later in 73. So we've been together for almost 50 years, and some of the guys even longer than 50 years.
Well, you know, for some people who may not know this, and of course, if you're an Elvis fan and you're a Richard Sturban fan, as there are millions, you know the fact that he sang with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet for many, many years on tour with Elvis Presley. Now, this was always the question that I'm asked on your behalf when I tell people I'm friends with Richard Sturban. Why would you leave Elvis Presley? But I got to tell you something. Your timing was impeccable.
Well, it was a major decision, you know, that actually changed my life. It really did. You know, I was singing with J.D. and the Stamps, singing with Elvis, apparently on top of the world. And one day I got a phone call from William Lee Golden. And he said that the bass singer in the Oak Ridge Boys was going to leave, and the Oak Ridge Boys wanted to know if I would be interested in taking the job. So here I was, apparently on top of the world, but I had to make a decision. And I'll have to tell you, I was a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. I loved the music that they were making, and I really believed that the group had a great deal of potential. So I made that decision back in 1972, in October 72, to leave Elvis and to join the Oak Ridge Boys. And now, when I look back on the last 50 years, I think I probably made a pretty good decision.
Well, I think you were right on the money on that one, Richard. What did Elvis say when you told him that?
Well, that was kind of interesting. I was not required to tell Elvis because I worked for J.D. Sumner, and he's the one I had to talk to, you know. And that was not an easy thing, but I really believed in my heart I was doing the right thing. And so I followed my heart on this, you know, and it's kind of interesting. You know, a year or so later, the Oak Ridge Boys were playing in Las Vegas at a place called the Landmark.
Oh, sure.
Right across the road from the Las Vegas Hilton.
Right.
Where Elvis was playing. And the other guys had never met Elvis, and so they asked me if I could arrange a meeting so they could get the meeting. So I called over there, and I think I talked with Charlie Hodge, Elvis's sidekick, and arranged a meeting, and all the other Oak Ridge Boys went over there, and we all had a chance to meet Elvis. But while we were there, he pulled me aside, and he said, you know, is there any way I could get you back? I said, Elvis, you know, I said, that's very flattering, but I really believe I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I'm really very, very happy with the Oak Ridge Boys, and he understood.
Yeah. Well, you know, our mutual friend, the late Joe Esposito, had told me many times when we talked, is that because we were partners on a couple of ventures, too, he said, you know, Richard really and truly made the right move, because that whole entity, of course, several years later went south when Elvis died, but even before anybody knew that, you made the right move on that. You know,
there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And quite often I tell people, you know, back when I was with Elvis, kind of, you know, basically I was standing in the dark singing background harmonies, and no one really cared that much about who I was, to be very honest with you. But I never dreamed back then that someday I would be in the same Hall of Fame with Elvis. But here, if you go into the Country Music Hall of Fame here in Nashville, and you go into that rotunda, you'll see the four Oak Ridge Boys faces in bronze on the wall, and then you look down the wall a little ways, and you'll see Elvis there. His face is in bronze, so is Johnny Cash, and, you know, Dolly Parton, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So for the Oak Ridge Boys to be there, you know, it's a very special thing, and as I said, I never dreamed when I was singing with Elvis that someday I'd be in the same Hall of Fame with him.
Well, you deserve it too. And I remember when you got into the Hall of Fame, I think little Jimmy Dickens was the one that introduced you into the Hall of Fame too. That was a big occasion.
He actually introduced us to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. We were actually playing on the Grand Ole Opry, which we had done for many years, but we were never really members. And we performed one night, and after our song, the applause, you know, it was pretty loud. It kept continuing on. And we looked around, and little Jimmy Dickens came out on stage dressed like William Lee Golden. He had his big cowboy hat. He had the dark sunglasses, a fake gray beard down to his waist. And I think Joe said, you know, little Jimmy, you look like you could be one of the Oak Ridge Boys tonight. And he said, well, you know what? I am going to be one of the Oak Ridge Boys because you guys are about to become the newest members of the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh,
and it was a very emotional experience. There's no question about it.
Oh, unbelievable. You know, you talked about being in the dark singing with Elvis. Nobody, you know, may have known who you were at that time. Certainly that's not the case today. But you know who had the toughest job in that whole entourage? I think was Jackie Kahane, because that poor guy couldn't do anything without being booed. And they wanted to get to the music of Presley's concert.
You're right about it. In fact, I remember one time, I think we were in New York, in Madison Square Garden, and he literally had to run off the stage because the whole audience was chanting, "We want Elvis, we want Elvis." You're right. That was a tough gig right there for him.
A tough gig. Richard, we got to pause for a second. Our special guest is my longtime friend, as all four of them are, from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. He's the bass singer. And Richard and I will be back with more live nationwide and around the world with another segment on Ron Segi Today.
My baby is American made.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813. 813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Above, above, above it too.
With another segment of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My guest has been so kind to stay with us for another segment. He's one of the Oak Ridge Boys with the baritone voice, my friend Richard Sturban. And Richard, let's talk about this new album that we talked about for the latter part of last year, The Front Porch Singing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think I know how this album's name came about, because in the Christmas show that the Oaks do, they do a segment. I love it. They're in rocking chairs. They ad-lib about some of the earlier times in their own lives and their experiences, and they used to call that portion of the show the Front Porch Singing portion. And is that where the name for the album came from, Richard?
Well, you got the story pretty much correct. Dave Cobb, who produces the Oak Ridge Boys now, he's produced four albums on us, and Dave Cobb is one of the hottest guys in Nashville right now. There's no doubt about it. He came to our Christmas show about 3 or 4 years ago, and he saw the rocking chair segment that we do, and I remember him coming up to us after the show. He said, you know, I just love that. That's what I want us to do. He said, I want us to capture that feeling that you guys had in the rocking chairs, but capture it on a record. And he said, we can't do it in rocking chairs, you know, in front of a fireplace, because it's not going to be a Christmas project. He said, but let's make it like four guys just kind of gathering on a front porch and singing in a very unstructured way, in a very informal way. And that's the way we did a lot of this album. You know, we just kind of winged it. You know, there's one song on the album in particular that I think is a great example of how informally we cut the project. We walked into the studio one morning, and we were barely settled in, and Dave Cobb, our producer, said, fellas, if you guys were on the bus and you were getting ready for a show and you wanted to sing something and kind of warm up, what would you sing, you know, on the bus, just warming up? And he said, it does not have to be one of your hits. It doesn't even have to be something that you recorded. But what would you sing to warm up? Immediately, Dwayne, our lead singer, he started that old spiritual, why don't you swing down sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Love it.
And we all knew that song, but we had never recorded it, you know, before. So we immediately joined in and harmonized with Dwayne. Dave Cobb heard that, and he said, that's it. Get to the microphones right now. And we did, and it was the only musician that was even in the studio was a bass player, and he played to kind of keep us together. And we were not there very long, you know, and it was a done deal. And when we walked through the door that morning, we had no idea that's what we were going to do, but it was very much on the spur of the moment. And that's kind of the feel we had on this whole project. It's very down to earth, you know, and all the music on this album is very healing in nature. You know, it's very, you know, great messages in these songs that I think they're kind of messages that we need to hear in this day and age, especially with all the bad stuff that's going on in our world right now. So when we come your way Sunday, we will, of course, do Elvira. You can count on the fact you're going to hear me do Giddy Up, Boom, Papa, Mau, Mau, and you're going to hear y'all come back Saloon, and Thank God for Kids, probably our most requested song. But we're going to include some of this new music as well, because we think it's what people really need to hear in this day and age.
Well, I got to tell you something. I think the album, the CD, I always date myself, is sensational. And I'm not saying that because you and I are friends and I'm friends with the whole band. It's a sensational CD. And by the way, I want to thank you, because I know I do this probably often, but I mean it. I was playing up in Pennsylvania a few years back, and the Oaks were coming in the week before me at the Warner Theater in my hometown, my dad, and they were kind enough, really kind enough, they were sensational enough to cross-plug my show the following week. And even though you guys didn't need it, when I was at the Orange Blossom Opry last month, I cross-plugged you, but you were already sold out. But I had to do it because I had to tell the story about how terrific you guys are. And if anybody in the audience didn't have a ticket, they should beg, borrow, and steal to get into one of the concerts.
Well, thank you. You know, Ron, over the years, you have always been so good to us. You've promoted all of our music, our performances, and we don't take that lightly. We appreciate it so very much. So thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Now, these dates, though, I'm looking at, and my friends, this goes from April through August. Is this all on the bus? Do you do all of these dates with the bus going show?
Yeah, occasionally we have to fly. And a couple of weeks ago, we had to fly out to Las Vegas to do a private show. But we do not prefer flying. This day and age, flying is a hassle.
Well, terrible.
And so we try to go by bus as much as possible. And our William Morris Agency, our booking agency, WME, they know that we prefer to go by bus. So they try to arrange our schedule in such a way that we can make most of the days, touring in the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I tell you something, it's a fantastic way to be entertained with these gentlemen who I consider such close friends. I know this is a little bit premature, but just out of curiosity, will you be going back to the Gaylord for Christmas time like you've done the last couple of years?
Well, you know, they do not want us to announce it,
okay.
Because they want to announce it. But the answer is yes. We had such a successful run last year that they have us booked back again this coming year. So we're excited about that as well.
I hope I don't get you in trouble now.
You notice I hesitated there for a minute.
I have to also tell you before you leave, boy, your granddaughter is really growing. She is a real fine young lady.
Well, thank you. Thank you. She really is.
Yeah, she really is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Oak Ridge Boys. And go to oakridgeboys.com to see all the dates, because chances are they're going to be performing near you sometime between now and the fall with the summer tour. And again, it's called the Front Porch Singing Album, and the tour is called the Front Porch Singing Tour. That's a little bit of a tongue-twister there, Richard, I might add.
Yes, and
our guest has been our longtime friend, celebrating his 50th anniversary as an Oak Ridge Boy this October, Richard Sturban. We'll see you this weekend, Richard. Thank you so much, and you know that I'm behind you guys anytime, day or night. Let me know when you talk about anything, and including the fact that I congratulate you, my friend, that one of your favorite times of the year is here, baseball season.
There's no question about it. I love baseball. I'm happy it's back.
I know you are. Richard, thank you. We'll see you this weekend, okay?
Thank you, Ron. Right. Bye now.
Richard Sturban has been our guest from the Oak Ridge Boys. I tell you, it doesn't get any better than these guys. I mean it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Thank you, my friend. You're always so kind to us.
Why don't you swing down three chairs up and let me ride?
Good morning, swing down chairs. Stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot? Stop and let me ride.
Come on and swing.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel went out in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Now Zeke didn't care about the chariot wheel.
He wanted to see how the chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let it.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A spokeswoman for Johnson said that the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. During the meeting, Johnson pledged more military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. Johnson already promised $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. Zelensky challenged other Western nations to follow the UK's example. Ukraine's state railway company said it would continue to evacuate as many people as possible from eastern Ukraine before Russia launches an anticipated full-scale attack on the region, though leaders in that part of the country said many are deciding to stay put. The company added it has evacuated about 3.5 million people since the Russian invasion began at the end of February. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Shine a star for you to see. Put your life into that beat. Shine a
You know, it's nice when you're able to say you don't have to introduce the music you just heard, because it's known worldwide and has been for a lot of years. I tell you, it just doesn't get any better than Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's a new book called Shining Star, which is in front of me right now in hardcover, and it's Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by one of its founding fathers. Actually came into the group a couple of years later, but really runs it now. Philip Bailey joins us. Hi, Philip. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Philip, this book is sensational. I've had this on my desk for a couple of weeks, and finally I picked it up and I started reading it. Could not put it down. This is a great profile of what, as is quoted, and I love this line, happens when real life exceeds your dreams. What a story, Philip.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I wrote it as a backdrop to what has now become the soundtrack of so many people's lives, to give them a little inside view of what was going on inside my mind and heart and life as these songs were written and recorded. Those of us who've been with us for quite some time that came to some of the larger shows back in the day when we were doing those, to give them some insight as to what was going on. And then just to speak inspirationally to the fact that, you know, life had to go on, and how I survived the ups and downs, the ins and outs, for now almost 45 years.
I would assume writing this had to be a little bit of a tough venture, because you go through the great times and the bad times. I mean, first of all, the group joined through the efforts of Maurice White. You joined it, what, in 1972? You became the lead singer?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to be the main lead singer, and then as Maurice, being the writer and conceptualizer, you know, as he was writing things, and me and him really kind of, it was like a hand in glove in terms of us understanding, you know, being in sync with one another. The vocal sound became, you know, myself and Maurice. So we would just molt everything and sing all the tracks, every chorus, every line, and the whole vocal sound is myself and Maurice.
And they talk about the concept, which was Maurice's definition of what his idea in his mind was, even sitting down and putting ideas and stage presentations and things on a piece of paper. But you talk about the early years, and I always enjoy hearing about the early years, because it reminds me of the people who think that struggle to get to where he is. You talk about your mom being concerned about respiratory issues because you played the sax. You tell a great story about stealing milk when you were younger. And then you talk about the Philly gig uptown, and you had enough money to get to this gig, but you didn't know if you had enough money to come back, and you really did something on stage in the beginning, which you were all very apprehensive about doing, just sitting there.
Just sitting there in the lotus position and staring at the audience as they threw stuff at you and called you names.
Yeah.
And just kind of transfixed and kind of hypnotized them with our stoic postures and so forth, and then introduced this little some African thumb piano, it was a kalimba sound that they had never, you know, heard before, electrified like that, and then just went into our set and stole the audience.
Tell us about how you met Maurice.
Well, I met Maurice because they played in, the first band played in Denver as on a promotional tour, and our band was asked to open the show, and so I met him on the elevator. Going up the elevator, and he had on a big cowboy hat and some bell-bottom pants, and, you know, looking very city slick, and I was looking very country bumpkin, and he smelled like coconuts. because, you know, that was the day back in the day, you know, the oils,
coconut,
you know,
oil, yeah.
Everybody was wearing. So, you know, so that was my first memory.
Now, the gentleman by the name of Perry Jones was very influential in your career, too, wasn't he?
He sure was. He actually started to mentor my band, who Larry Dunn was part of, and Andrew Woolfolk in Denver. He was working there with Transcontinental Distributing. Yeah, and so he was the one that actually is responsible for my meeting Maurice and moving on to Los Angeles. So he has a great, had a great part to do in my life.
Now, all of this great creativity, this fantastic fan following, these large arenas and stadiums that you're doing, and in 1983, it comes to a kind of a end when Maurice breaks up the group. It's in a financial and emotional end, I might add, both of the things. Then you teamed up with Phil Collins with the duet Easy Lover, but then reformed the group, and you became the new leader of the group then.
Yeah, well, when we reformed the group, Maurice was still there for a few years, and when we reformed the group, he was just at the beginning, hadn't been diagnosed yet with Parkinson's, but later on, it was he was unable to do any more touring, and that's how I became the de facto leader.
Yeah, well, I tell you something, you've done a heck of a job. And, you know, again, I go back to what I said earlier about everybody thinking that fame all of a sudden just happens to you. Here you were at the top of the game, and you were playing a gig in Japan at a halftime of an automobile race. And there you are in the middle on a bandstand where you used to be at stadiums, and you and Maurice looked at each other and said, what the heck happened here?
Yeah, exactly. We said, well, you know what, if this is the way we're going to go out, then we should just leave it here.
Yeah.
Sure. So we contemplated leaving it there, but we had the wrong management. We were with, at that time, we were the late Jerry Weintraub, and just making some wrong decisions. But we went through a period where I call the no man's land, you know, whether you don't know if you have any significance, sir, you know, you're starting to really wonder, you know, if you should hang it up.
Yeah.
And we had to survive that time period, too, to get to the resurgence, which now has never stopped.
No. No, you're absolutely right. And what I like about this book, and I know that our listeners are going to like it too, is that you not only talk about the professional bumps in the road, but the personal ones. I mean, absent father and husband, how you reconcile with your dad, the reason why you wrote the song Reasons about your earlier life in bars playing as a youngster,
right,
and keeping the band together. But you got some personal stuff in here, and a great pictorial, I might add, about what it takes to really sustain a very difficult career in the entertainment business.
Well, you know, I actually met the Lord in 1975. I'm a Christian, and that's when things began to kind of come together, not without many, you know, ups and downs, bumps in the roads or whatever, but with a more sustained, purposeful focus on, you know, my destiny. And so I talk about that in the book as well.
You did a great job. I am being very honest with you. A terrific job. As I mentioned earlier, enormous amount of success with over 90 million records sold, 8 Grammy Awards out of 20 nominations, a 2000 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now a big author with the book Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by its lead singer, Philip Bailey. Philip, do me a favor. I know that you are on a horrendous schedule these days, but would you come back and join us sometimes? I would love to have you back. You're not only a great guest, a magnificent talent, a very good author. This is a good book.
Well, thank you very much. It's been my honor to talk to you today, and I sure will. I'll come back and visit anytime you'd like me to.
Oh, Phil, thanks for doing that. Good luck with the book, and I urge everybody to get it. Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, available in hardcover as we speak, written by the great Philip Bailey. Thanks, Philip. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you.
What a guy, what a group. Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's more to come today.
Shining Star, thank you to see. Put your light on, so you can have me. Try to stop and get to see. Come on, put your mind in to let me.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ron Sedgy today, all across the USA and around the world. Can you believe this? Already Easter Sunday coming up April 17th. It's a holiday that involves many traditions, religious, and food, and family. And joining us right now is our friend of many, many years, and she's the founder of Parker's Plate and a best-selling author of the book, Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, A Girl's, and I always add Guy, Guide to Holiday Feasting. Joining us right now is Parker Wallace. Hi, Parker. How are you?
Hi. Well, listen, I don't discriminate, so it's everybody's guide to feasting.
Everybody's guide to feasting. Okay, that's what we like to hear. Before we get started here, I got to remind everybody that Parker has a great heritage when it comes to cooking, and her grandmother's name was Ronnie, which, of course, is my name, which makes me very affectionate towards the Parker Wallace family. So thank you, Parker, for putting that in your list of things that influenced your occupational life, is that your grandma, she had a couch in the kitchen, did she not?
She sure did. Some of my best memories is a little girl lying on that couch and listening to the whistle of her pressure cookers and those amazing aromas of her homemade meals. So always makes me think about my grandma Ron.
I got to tell you something. Nothing is better than a couch in a kitchen. Man, that is the ideal situation. Well, that Easter holiday is coming upon us very quickly. Where do we start in preparing a good Easter menu?
So I always think about what my grandmother would tell me, and that's cook with love and everybody will taste it. Now, as I've grown up as the next culinary goddess in the family, I always say, first of all, cook with some wine, just make sure you can taste it, and also delegate. Make sure somebody is on dish duty, especially if you're doing most of the heavy lifting in the kitchen.
That's good. Now, what are some of the must-haves you should have on the Easter table? And I know there's some traditional things, but I think tradition a lot of times is reflected by maybe a nationality, you know, like I'm Italian, so tradition for us is raviolis and spaghetti. You know, it might not be for the Irish or the Polish.
Well, for our family, it has always been a signature honey-baked ham. And one of the main things that is just such a showstopper, this is a centerpiece, a star, really, of your Easter table. Because with the honey-baked ham company, Ron, they put in all of the effort, so you don't have to do the heavy lifting. So delicious Easter meals like the honey-baked ham and turkey feast, emphasis on feast, and the honey-baked brunch, which is one of my favorite food groups. I like to call it food group, which is available to buy online and pick up at a local store. But if you are able to, like, look a little bit closer, I wish you could just hear the crunch right now. The ham and turkeys are handcrafted with their signature sweet and crunchy glaze. It is like a candied glaze on top of both the turkey and the ham. It's created by master glazers who use a secret blend of ingredients, and it's melted with a fire torch. Amazing.
Wow, where do you get this?
Yeah, well, you can order from honeybake.com, so you can buy online. You can also pick them up in store, but you also have to make sure that you're ordering or picking up the heat and serve side. Some of my favorite standouts are the luscious baked cinnamon apples, and my family's favorite, the double cheddar mac and cheese, which is creamy and dreamy. And again, these are just heat and eat. Heat and serve, none of the heavy lifting in the kitchen. It's done for you, and it's so just turnkey delicious.
See, I think that's very important, because when you burden a member of the family into making all the meals at Easter time, any holiday for that matter, you're really not being fair to that individual. So heat and eat is a great idea. Now, what about some ideas for beverages?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I always like to suggest, I like to do a signature mocktail or cocktail, but a lot of times, especially now, I've been serving meals outside on our really beautiful deck, and as the weather's getting warmer, a lot of times if you're chilling your drink with ice, it waters it down, which is the worst, right? So if it's a lemonade or a pomegranate cocktail, I like to make ice cubes with that particular recipe. So then when you pop the ice cubes in and they start to melt, it's just chilling your drink and it's not watering it down at all.
I love that idea. I absolutely love that idea. That is probably the best invention in the world. Now,
right.
Let's talk about some wine and cheese pairings, because nothing is better on the back lanai with wine and cheese.
Absolutely. And you know, for me, I'm a red wine girl, but in the summertime, I love to make it a little bit lighter, a little bit more elevated, and one of my best recipes is taking a good red wine, usually a drier, like maybe a Pinot Noir, and I add in some light tonic with, you squeeze lemon, you squeeze lime, you squeeze a little bit of grapefruit. Sometimes I like to pop a little bit of jalapeno in with some bitters, and so it's like an elevated sangria, and it's a spritzer, basically.
Yeah.
But it's refreshing, and it just kind of can keep you hydrated, but not, you know, it's not over-the-top, like, heavy cocktails.
Yeah, wow, that sounds terrific. What about some sweets? Give us some dessert ideas.
Yeah, so, you know, this is such a busy time of year, so I'm all about finding a one-stop shop. So my go-to is Save-A-Lot, Ron, because they're literally the ultimate hometown destination for Easter candy, grocery essentials. They really do have quality ingredients, and, you know, I'm such a snob about that, as well as value for customers every single day. So some of my favorites, they have national candy brands like See's Eggs, which I wish were available all year long,
well, yeah,
and
Peeps,
as well as their private label items, which are guaranteed to satisfy every single sweet tooth. So this is all about quality essentials for a fraction of the cost at Save-A-Lot if you compare them to regular grocery stores, including all of the sweet treats. So one of my best pieces of advice is when you're shopping at Save-A-Lot, they've got you covered with gift cards. These are a great basket stuffer, whether you're stocking up on Easter staples or looking for a stress-free way to give the gift of candy. And with Peeps, I know people either love them or hate them. I love to decorate with them. So if you were to take a round cylinder, you can see this on my Instagram page, you can layer the outside of that round cylinder with layers of peeps and fresh fruit and then a pop of beautiful color with flowers on top. So it's a really fun tablescape display. You don't have to buy expensive things for tablescape. Just think about what's in your pantry, what's in your fridge, what's in your fruit bowl. You can take another, like, skinnier cylinder and put greens and lemons, even mandarins, and then use fresh herbs, too, to decorate your tablescape. And you get that gorgeous, herbaceous pop of scent and flavor with rosemary, with thyme. So you can really do it up without having to buy anything from a, you know, some sort of decorator store.
Would it just be easier if I came to your house this Easter?
You know, you always have an open invitation, Ron.
Okay. Because you seem to do it. You make it sound so good. You do it so well. Why reinvent the wheel? Just go over
exactly.
to your house. That's exactly.
I completely agree.
Parker, where can we go for more information for ideas that you talked about today for Easter?
Yeah, make sure you head to tipsontv.com and be sure to follow me on social at Parker's Plate for all of the delicious tips, tricks, and divine Easter ideas.
Great ideas. Great. Always good to talk to you, Parker. Have a great Easter. We'll check out tipsontv.com and follow you on social. And happy holiday, and we look forward to your return. You know you're always welcome here.
Thanks so much, Ron. I look forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye. Parker Wallace has been our guest. And she's the founder of Parker's Plate and also the best-selling author of the book Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, A Girl and Guide to Holiday Feasting. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include my buddy of many years, along with his three partners, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. I also want to thank Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire, chatting about his new book called Shining Star, and Parker Wallace for giving us some food ideas for Easter. Next hour, Academy Award nominee Elliot Gould. Chef Jeffrey Zakarian will be here. He's got a brand new show called The Big Restaurant Bet. Dale Berra, of course, he's the son of Yogi Berra. Baseball season started, so we thought we'd call Dale to talk about his famous dad, Yogi, and Toys for Easter Baskets with Elizabeth Warner. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.